Good, good. My precious waking up. Hello, little one. How are you? Getting cozy in your cocoon? Oh, that's just not going to work for you. Don't you know how strong a spider silk is? You're never going to be able to get out of it. Not wrapped as tightly as you are, at least. Silk crisscrossing your skin, squeezing you tightly to my webbing. Didn't your guidebooks warn you about what lurks in these caves? Weren't you on the lookout for webs? Of course you weren't. You walked directly into mine. One bite filled with venom and you were knocked out. So much easier to position you, to start wrapping you in the sticky silk. You can move and strain all you want, little one. It's not going to work. You're not going to break out of the silk cocoon. No, you're not. You're not strong enough by yourself. You need the help of one of my limbs. One of my sharp limbs. My webbing continues to coil around the rest of your body, currently tying you to the rest of the web. More layers of warm silk coat you as you stare up at me. Taking in my sheer size. Didn't your guidebook warn you about your riders, my prey? Didn't you know we exist? I wonder what else your guidebooks didn't warn you about. Did they tell you about how driders eat their prey? Did you study how driders were only seen fairly deep down? Did all those notes help you in the end, little one? You've ended up in the exact same spot you would have been without those useless books. Tied to a spider's web, silk lacing you into the stitching. You can keep straining. You can keep moving against my silk all you want. It's not going to break for you. No. It's going to keep you nice and still for me. Nice and tight in my webbing. My prey isn't going anywhere. Not before I'm done with you. I have plans for you. I've been waiting. Sitting. Watching. Waiting for days for a volunteer. And finally, it seems you were at the right place at the right time. How lucky, right? Oh, don't pout. Just a bit more silk and then I'll be done wrapping you up. The silk instantly attaches to your skin, sticks to the webbing behind it. Your arms frozen in place just like the rest of you, completely helpless for me. Watching the spider silk continue to coil around your form, the white rope keeps you put. You look good like this. covered in my silk bindings, starting to squirm as the silk tickles your neck. You can't move, can you? Stuck in the spider's web, just where prey belongs. Now, there is one thing I would like to ask you about, little one. Just one little thing before we get to what I need you for. My question is about those guidebooks. I noticed that you were taking notes on Driders, writing corrections in the margins. I take it you study us, yes? Interesting. Very interesting. And does the name Randir Bronzeblood mean anything to you? Oh, no reason. Just, he was the last researcher who came to this cave in hopes to study us. You remind me a bit of him. He was curious, just like you. Came in here with the guidebooks, wanted to meet a few Driders and try to study us. And then one day he just walked into a web. Just like you. Do you want to take a guess as to what happened to Randir Bronzeblood? No. He didn't die. He wound up in the exact same position as you. Have you happened to notice what month it is, little one? Ilth. The weather's warm now. It's even starting to get humid. It's only going to continue to get warmer. And that means it's the perfect season for laying eggs. Ilth happens to be the month that we Driders go lay our eggs. Some Driders prefer to make a nest. Some creep bags. And others... others prefer to find a host to carry their eggs for them. I tend to be in the latter, which is where you come in, little one. Oh, yes. You're starting to put it together, aren't you? You would look so beautiful bearing my children. Watching your stomach swell as the egg grows inside you, getting larger and larger by the day. You're going to look so wonderful, little one. It's what I was waiting for. Practically offering yourself up like a meal. You just walk directly into the center of my web. You're asking for it, aren't you? You want to be bred up, right? It seems you are going to share the exact same fate as your fellow researcher, little one. How lucky! You get to be able to accept a gift from a Drider. A Drider's egg, in fact, the most rare gift of all. Now, let's not waste any more time. I have an egg that's desperate to meet you, little one. Wrapping you up so tightly, I need to make a hole for my ovipositor. Need an opening to fuck you with, little one. Luckily for me, I can tear my own silk with the point of my limbs easily enough. Now, all I have to do is slide inside you and... fill you up. Oh, that's right. It feels good to have something inside you, doesn't it? Your hole was so empty. It's a good thing I know exactly what you needed to fill it, little one. And when I leave your hole, it's still going to be filled. Just with cum and an egg. One large egg going inside you, attaching to your walls, expanding your stomach. I'm going to look so fucking pretty once my egg is inside you. Can't wait to see how it bulges out of the silk wrappings, to see you hang from your silk bindings with your growing stomach. Oh. I'm going to be filled with an egg, your body used as a host to me, and yet you can't find it in yourself to hate how it feels. You're starting to enjoy yourself, aren't you? Your pleasure starts to build with every thrust of my ovipositor inside you, rocking in and out of your eager hole. You can't help but clench around me. It's cute how all adventurers really are the same. You pretend you're here for the research or to explore or maybe even to loot some things. And then you find the monster you want to study. Just look at what happens when you find the monster you want to study. You end up cocooned in silk and fucked by it. This is all any of you adventurers ever want. The easiest prey I've ever had the pleasure of playing with. No. You feel so good. Such a wonderfully tight hole. Yeah. Oh, taking my ovipositor so well. Why don't you let out some moans for me, little one? I know that you have them. You keep trying to bite your lip, trying to contain yourself. Let me know how good my ovipositor feels inside. There's no need to be shy around me, little one. You can just moan and let it all out. Yeah, that's it. That's right. Moaning around my ovipositor, little one. You make such a darling prey, wrapped up in your silk cocoon. Moaning loudly as you continue to take what I give you. Oh yeah, that's it. It feels so good to be fucked, doesn't it? You even want to be Bran, don't you? Oh, it would feel so wonderful. You can't stop picturing how good it's going to feel to be stretched out like that. To have something fucked inside you. You weren't expecting to want it as badly as you do. No. That's right. You want to be bred by a drider, don't you? Want to feel my egg going inside you and filling you up? Want to see yourself expand with the egg in real time? No. Can't wait to feel it again, you. Oh, no. No, you can't. You're exactly what I was hoping for when I set that trap up. Oh, yes. Feel so good wrapped around me, taking it so well. Each thrust inside you pushes you closer to your orgasm, doesn't it? Your pleasure continues to grow as you feel my ovipositor fucking in and out of you. You squirm in your cocoon, trying to rock back and take me even deeper, but the silk keeps you stuck, laying there in your bindings. You don't get to do anything except take it. Oh, and it feels amazing, doesn't it? Writhing in the silk bindings, keeping you stuck to the web. It feels like paradise, looking up at me. You're just now realizing my sheer size. Oh, it's only dawning on you at this moment how large I fucking am. A good 3 to 4 feet above your hands. You have to look up at me to meet the gaze of my 8 eyes. My thorax thrusts against you and you realize just how wide it is whenever you feel me flush against your hips. You've realized how tiny you are compared to a drider, haven't you? And that makes you all the more excited to take my egg, doesn't it? Knowing it's going to be splitting you in half, you can already feel how long it is, fucking deep inside your eager hole, feeling you clench around it. Oh, that's it. Already trying to work the egg out for yourself, aren't you? You don't want to wait to be patient. You want to be bred now. Want to be a good little incubator for your drider, don't you? What sweet prey you are, little one. Feels so good around me. You take it so easily. It feels so good. No resistance as you cry out in pleasure, burying your face into my chest. That's it, little one. You're doing so good. Unable to wrap your arms around me. Unable to use your legs to pull my thorax tighter. This is the most you can do, huh? The most you can feel is by placing your head on my breast. Fuck, that's it. Oh. Getting closer with every thrust inside you. Your own pleasure keeps growing, making it harder to concentrate on anything else. The throbbing from between your legs just gets to be too much, doesn't it? Hell yeah. If you need to come, if you need to let go, then you can come, little one. I'm not going to stop you. I'm just also not going to stop until I breed you properly. That's why you're here, isn't it? To be bred? No, that's right. Good job, little one. No. Can you feel it? My egg starts to move through the shaft. Big and thick, it starts to stretch you out, doesn't it? Oh, don't worry, little one. You can take it. I know you can. I've done this before. No, you're going to look so good with your stomach filled with my egg, wrapped in the silk of the cocoon, hanging in the web and pregnant with my egg. Just how prey like you should be kept. No, back. Feel so good, little one. You can come if you want. If it feels that good, you can let go. The egg is still going to continue to shift its way towards the tip, slowly moving further with each thrust inside you. No, that's it. That's right, little one. Gripping me like a goddamn vice, trying to milk the egg out of me. You want to be bred, don't you? You want to feel the egg stretching you out, filling you as much as you can take. Your hole doesn't have to be empty if you're pregnant with my egg, right? No, fuck. Right there, yeah. Oh, fuck, that's good, little one. Taking it so well. No, getting close, little one. You feel so damn fucking good wrapped around me. Such a wonderful hole for me to breathe. Oh, that's it. Right like that. Fuck. No. I'm gonna come, little one. Oh, yes, I am. No. Gonna breed you just how you need. Be a good prey and take it for me. Make me pray. Make me proud, prey. Take my egg, little one. You can do it. Take my egg and come with me. Fuck, little one. You felt so good. Took it so well. Look at you. Oh, you did so good. And look at your stomach. I think the egg is taken. Why don't you look down, little one? Look down and tell me what you see. It's not a joke, little one. It's real. That's your real stomach distended with my egg. You're pregnant, little one. While the rest of you is still stuck to my web, my egg starts to grow inside, making itself at home inside your body. How amazing. What a pretty incubator you make, little one. Silk really does suit you. Now, I need to let the others know I've chosen who I want to carry my egg. I need to get permission to bring you back with me, so I'll have to ask you to hold on tight. Not that that's going to be a problem. You have nowhere else to go. You're still stuck in my silk webbing, and you're definitely not going anywhere now that you're pregnant with my egg. Even if you did somehow manage to get down, you wouldn't be able to get far because of your waddle. So, I'll be right back. You make yourself comfortable, and I will be back before you even know it.